Hi, and welcome to Sonic City, Stories and Sounds of Sydney. I'm Eleni Schumacher from Spineless Wonders Audio. The audio story you are about to listen to is a collaboration between writers and sound designers. It is inspired by a real location in the city of Sydney. Every day I walk past this strip on Parramatta Road, right where the city peters out near the University of Sydney, between Glebe Point Road and the University of Technology, Sydney. I wonder at its neighbourly eclecticism. Two op shops, a vast brothel called King's Court, the Legion of Mary Catholic shop, a heavy metal goth shop called Utopia Records, the Little Devil Vietnamese bakery, a bottle shop and a health service. It's heaven and hell, cheek by jowl. In the window of the Legion of Mary, Bible books show a benign bloke of Middle Eastern appearance flanked by 1960s Dick and Jane children. There's also a chewable baby's first Bible and a DVD of Father Donald Calloway's conversion story, Live and Undrugged. A TV beams American evangelists of the Eternal Word television network soundlessly to the street. But mostly there are statuettes of the Virgin, shelves and shelves of her. Frank, who works there, wears a flannelette shirt tucked deep into his trousers and a badge on his collar with a monogram for Jesus. He shows me holy medals from tiny plastic haberdasher's drawers. St. Christopher with a guardian angel, 95 cents, or St. Benedict in silver, $1. A miraculous medal at $1.35 is the most expensive. They are light as game tokens. The Legion of Mary is an evangelising organisation of the Catholic Church, which goes out to prisons, nursing homes and hospitals. After we've been talking for a while, I ask Frank whether it affects the Legion to be so close to a brothel. What brothel? I wasn't aware. It's the huge black building. With the picture of the king. Yes. If my wife knew about it, she'd kill me. A strange smile flickers across his face. Fortunately, I'm not married. I smile too, because I think it's his joke. If I wanted to have sex, I would want to with my wife, he continues firmly. But you don't have one. No, he says, thinking about that for a moment. It's all fornication these days. I switch the conversation to his other neighbours, the Goths of Utopia. We're trying to get rid of them, Frank says, looking away behind his large steel-rimmed glasses. How? Prayer. We're Catholics, he explained, devoted to Jesus and Mary. They are devoted to music and fashion, a secular movement with their backs to Jesus. To help things along, Frank's superior has gone in and surreptitiously sprayed holy water around, as well as sprinkling holy salt. Frank himself has quietly secreted a miraculous medal behind some CDs. I ask him what he thinks that will do. Hopefully someone will notice, he says. Miracles can solve many things. Are you hoping for a miracle? I ask. Frank doesn't miss a beat. Aren't we all? Next door in Utopia, the noise is deafening. Craig, the manager, explains that this is a one-stop culture shop, where you can be kitted out with everything you need to be a goth. But it's voluntary. It's not as if you'd walk in here as Mary Poppins, he smiles oddly at me, and walk out as the devil. He stresses that being a goth is all about freedom of expression and individuality. I peer about me at the uniform blackness, the cartoon iconography of death, and grim, exaggerated masculinity. But it looks like they all want to be different in exactly the same way, I say. Well, Craig replies calmly, they need to be able to recognise one another. When I mention the holy water, salt and the miraculous medal somewhere in his stacks, Craig sighs and shakes his head. A spirit of belief is fine, he says, but I think those people have too many rules to their existence. Craig says that in the shop they often laugh about the block. You've got the brothel, the Catholics, the Goths, the bakery, the bottle shop, another brothel and the medical centre. He chuckles, opening out his hands. Why ever leave the block? On Sundays, he and his colleagues get bread from the little devil and go across the road to feed the ducks. Are you telling me on any given Sunday I'll find duck-feeding goths sitting around the pond? I'm laughing too now. Yep, he says, from the one-stop block. That was Heaven, Hell and Limbo, written by Anna Funder, narrated by Eleni Schumacher, with sound design by Alina Godwin. Sonic City, Stories and Sounds of Sydney, has been produced by Spineless Wonders and Echidna Audio, and funded by the City of Sydney. The stories were curated and produced by Bronwyn Meehan from Spineless Wonders. Sound production was coordinated by Martin Gallagher from Echidna Audio. The website developer for this project was Jeffrey Zhang, with graphic design by Bettina Kaiser from Bettina Kaiser Art and Design. I'm Eleni Schumacher. To listen to more stories and find out more about this project, visit www.soniccity.com.au.